us out, can't hold us down anymore. We gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall.
Hi guys, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. How are you? Welcome back to my fourth episode. My name is Tom Omboy, and I'm so happy and grateful to be here, and I'm so grateful for you out there who's listening to me. I am very happy and I'm very honored. Thank you for all the positive vibes I've been getting of late, you know, ever since I started my podcast. All the positive comments, all the positive encouragements that I've been getting from so many people. This is so nice. I also want to say thank you for all the negative comments, for all the people who thought I wouldn't do it. I'm doing it. You know, why don't you also do it? So I'm thankful and I'm so grateful and I'm very, very happy to be here. So, today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something a bit different, a bit off the topic. I'm going to talk about makeup. And this, why I want to talk about makeup is because I had a story, like I've been telling my mom and my aunt. I think I told them twice now. And I decided, you know, because I've told them so many times, I think I should share it. So that's why I'm very grateful to be sharing it with you guys. So, I am not really a makeup type of person. The topic is on makeup. I'm not really a makeup type of person. Until recently when I decided to, you know, to start doing a bit of makeup here and there. But I only do makeup. I'm one of those people. I know, like, right now I'd say I know how to do makeup. But I wouldn't, like, do it to myself when I'm going somewhere. I'd do it to myself, like, when I'm in the house and I'm, like, bored. And then I take my makeup and I'm like, ah, let me put on some makeup. And then I'll put on the makeup and everything and everything. And then, now once I put on the makeup, I start taking photos there. And I'm like, woo, I look so nice. Or sometimes I might, like, be so tired when I'm coming from, like, school. And then I come to the house, I'm like, let me put on makeup. So I put on makeup and I do all my things like with my makeup. And I'm so happy and I feel really nice. So today I'm going to be talking about makeup. Now, makeup is a very important, is very, a very important topic, if I may say so. Because if you mess up your makeup, girls, and you know this, if you mess up your makeup, if you mess one little detail in your makeup, everything looks terrible. It makes you look terrible. If you make your eyebrows very bad, it's gonna make your concealer or your foundation look, you know? So, the right thing is that you put on the right makeup, the right type of makeup for you. And the right type of foundation, you know, everything should be just nice. And before you start doing makeup for walking outside the house, best advice, start with watching tutorials for like a month. I started watching tutorials from like, 2 months ago. Not 2 months ago. 2 years ago, once I finished high school, I started watching tutorials for makeup because I do not want to mess up my makeup. So now, let me confirm the date. I even have to confirm the date for this story. It was on February 12th. Yeah, February 12th. So on February 12th, I decided I had saved up money, and you know makeup isn't really cheap. And you know once you buy, like, if you're gonna buy foundation, you need to also buy concealers, pro concealers, you know, such things, to finish off your look. So, being the not makeup type of person I am, like, I can do makeup, but I didn't, like, know my color, makeup, and type of foundation that I needed to use, and all that. So, I went to this really, really amazing makeup shop. It's called, okay, I don't think I'm allowed to say its name, so I'm gonna say paper. because they gave me a paper. So I went to this makeup shop. It's called Paper, yeah? So this makeup shop, and they gave me... I went there, I entered, and it's really nice. It's a really nice place. So I entered, and I'm like, so hi, how are you, friends? I'm like, I want to know my color, my foundation color, and everything, so that I can buy everything at once, because I don't want to buy half or one. No, I want to buy everything, all of them, from Moja. So this guy, she tells me, so you don't know your color. I'm like, no, I don't know my color. So I asked her, can you help me? Can you test me for my color? She's like, yeah, that's fine. I know she does. Anyway, and I'm saying, okay, sawa, yeah. I'm gonna know my makeup color. Unfortunately, I didn't know my makeup color that day, but it's fine. I got a little experience. So, I was even telling, I told like a lot of people this story. People are laughing at me. But it's a good experience. So I sit down like on, you know, once you enter a makeup shop, guys won't know this, but girls, for the many girls who have gone to a makeup shop, once you enter a makeup shop, there's a place where you sit and there's a mirror and there's a light where they try and test things on you, you know? So, man, sit there. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. You know, my first set of makeup is gonna be like amazing. I'm gonna buy everything. I'm gonna look amazing. You know, I'll check the house looking Sujin Hao, and then I'm going to enter the house looking So, I was so happy. So I sat down, and she's like, "So I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna put for you the primer." And then I'm gonna put for you the foundation, and then I'm gonna put for you the powder mix, and then we're gonna see how you're going to look. So I'm so happy. I'm like, yeah, I'm so happy. So I sit down, yeah? So she goes and gets the things, and she fixes me, blah, blah, blah. She does all her things, all her voodoo things. So once she's done, she's like, so I'm done. I'm like, I look at the mirror, I'm like, are you sure this is, like, my color? It's like, yeah, that's your color. I'm like, I look lighter. Is it just me or I look lighter? Like, no, you know, you're just paranoid. But, and also because you're inside the building, you can't really see well. In the sun, you look really amazing. So, me, I'm very happy. I'm very optimistic. I'm like, yay, okay. So, I tell her, so, how much is this? She tells me, It's this amount of money. I'm like, wow, I think I've got that amount of money, because I wanted to buy like everything, the primer, the foundation, the concealers, and powder, you know, everything I was ready to buy. So I'm like, hey, that's too much money. She's like, yeah, but you can buy one, as you know, as a concealer. I'm like, no, I don't want to buy one. That's the whole point. I don't want to buy one, because once I buy one, the rest of the money, I'm not very good at saving at times. So once I walk, and it's in town, so once you walk and then you see, and you remember, I needed this. So you look for a stall where they're selling to enter. You come out, you're like, oh, I also needed this. And then you see food, you're like, okay, now I'm hungry. So you enter at a place to eat, and then you come out. So that's why I had set my mind to buying the things on that day. So see, it's fine, then you can... We'll write for you this down on a piece of paper, so like the next time when you're coming, you don't have to test it, you just buy it. I'm like, sure, okay, fine, just write for me down. So I'm very skeptical about how I look. I'm thinking, Mazi, Ninini Mbaya, like, this is not normal, like, don't look like me. Only to find out that I was a walking ghost for that day. I was a ghost. So, I think she writes down for me the information, blah, blah, blah. So, I'm very happy, you know. It's makeup. Girls love makeup. So, I am not a makeup person, but this is my first makeup. So, I'm very happy. I'm very wowzed. roused. Yeah, I'm very roused. So, see, and she writes it down, and then she tells me, so when are you coming? I'm like, I'll come maybe next week. I'm not really sure. So she tells me, it's okay, it's fine, it's fine. So I left paper. So once I went, it's in town, yeah? So I'm walking towards the stage. So, because I'm in town and where we stay, as I've said, we've stayed here for more than 12 years. I prefer from town to where we stay, I prefer using a matatu because it's also cheaper. It's a bit cheaper and it's not really far from where we stay. So, yeah. So now, see, I walk towards the stage. So, you see, our conductors, so, because, as I've said, we've stayed here for like more than 10 years. So, this conductor says, our common matatus, they're called Tel Aviv. Yeah, that's a now people know where I live. They're called Tel Aviv. So I enter with Tel Aviv. So as I'm walking past, before I enter, as I'm walking towards the stage, the conductor sees me. And I know some of the conductors are like, hi, hi. And conductors from places are like really nice. So he's like, Sasa. I'm like, Sasana, Mambo. He's like, Sasana. Then he tells me, hey, uko poa? I'm like, yeah, he's like, hey, no, but uko poa sana. So I'm starting to think, why is he telling me that? So I told you I was skeptical. So I was so skeptical, like, I was even walking in town, I'm hearing people laugh, but yani, I was even paranoid. I was skeptical to the point that I was very paranoid. Because I'm hearing people laugh in town, I'm thinking, guy, people are laughing at me. So I'm walking in town, people are looking at me, I'm like, guy, what's wrong with me? So I enter the matatu, I'm like, now because I'm in the matatu, I can like easily look at myself. So in my bag, I usually have like this small mirror. So I remove it. I don't remove it from my bag. I keep when it's in my bag, I look at myself. Yani, even I was terrified of what I was seeing. You know, I was like scared of what I was seeing. Yani, I couldn't even explain who that was on the mirror. Like, if you'd ask me at that time who's that on the mirror, I'm like, huh? What mirror? What image am I seeing? I do not know. It's a ghost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, what happened was, I was looking orange to the point where I wasn't even light to the sun, but because first of all, I'm not even light, I am very dark, not very, very dark, but I'm dark. So you can't light to someone that is a sunburn, that is not a sunburn. I looked orange, shimmering, yani, hey, I looked like a disco ball, but an orange disco ball. That is what I looked like. Of course, I don't have wet. Those are the times when you don't have things in the bag. So I'm looking for my wet wipes in the bag. Completely ended. So I don't have wet wipes in the bag. So what do I do? I start now thinking, now, how am I supposed to? Because where the stage is, where we are lying, is a distance to where we stay. So the other option is that I take a Buddha Buddha. So I had set my mind to take a Buddha Buddha. Like, that's what I set my mind to do. Then, when I got to the stage, I realized, when I'm about to align, I look for money so that I can pay, so that I can remove it. So that once I get to the Buddha Buddha guy, I give him and then just go, yeah? So I opened my purse and I realized, oh shoot, I don't even have money for Buddha Buddha. Like my money, like, I don't even know what happened like it was just terrible, yeah? So I just said, it's fine. Maybe I don't even look that bad, so I can just walk. I don't look that bad. So, when the matatu now stops. So once the matatu stops, I come out of the matatu, yeah? So, apo kwa milango, this is the entrance, apo kwa milango ya matatu. the conductor was there. Another conductor now, he was holding the rat's tumor. So, when I was about to alight from the matatu, see, people are alighting, so I alighted. So, he literally took a step back. Yani, nashuka, akaniona, akasonga nyuma. He was about to fall down, for real. He was about to fall down on his back. So, that's when I knew. By the way, I don't look good. Yani, even a conductor was even... Yani, and this is someone who has seen me several times. So, he knows, how come I'm orange? So, I had to because I don't like awkward moments. So, I'm like, Sasa, I'm like... Poor. Like, for real, that's how insane it, poor. I'm sure he was wondering, who are you? What are you doing? What happened to your face? What the hell? And then, you know, the last thing is, I didn't even tell you the last part. So this lady, she did, the lady who did for me the testing thing, I didn't want to remove it because I thought maybe I'd look nice. So what happened is, I didn't even look like I had eyebrows. My eyebrows looked like they were orange also. So, I literally looked like a shimmering disco ball. A shimmering orange disco ball. That's how I looked like. I didn't even have eyebrows, you know. So, I looked very, very terrible. So, I walk past the Buddha guy. So, I hear one giggling. I'm like, guys, that's why people love me, laughing at me in town. And you know, in town, people obviously laugh, but you never notice. But now when I realize I actually look terrible, I start thinking, how about people are laughing at me? Because this time, a lot of people are laughing. So, I walk past this Goja Boga guys and then I realize, hey, yo, I can't walk like this till home. You know how many people I'd have passed? How many people will have seen me looking orange and shimmering and looking like I don't have CG eyebrows and CG my face looks totally different from my next skin tone? Hey, no. Now I was not ready for this. So, I tell the Boga Boga guy, and so nipeleke up at home and trending. He's like, unalipa. I'm like, yeah, nkalipa. And so I punch the boga boga. We go, we get home, yeah? So home, and my small brother was from school. So once I ring the bell, the doorbell so fast, he comes out. And you know, when he comes out, I'm telling him, go get me money. I need to pay this Boga Boga guy. He's looking at me. You know, he literally stood there for like 5 minutes, looking at me. I think he was in his head, like, who are you? Who's this? I'm like, I said, call him by his name. I'm like, Maxi, go get me a 50 bob. I give this guy. And then he's looking at me, like, oh! Okay, so he runs and gets 50 bob. And so I give the guy the 50 bob and then he goes, yeah? So I enter the house. My small brother is 11 years old. Okay, he turned 11 recently. So he's 11 years old. He looks at me. I don't know what was going through his mind. And you know, my small brother, he doesn't have chills. Yani, hehe. He's one of those people, he'll tell you, I don't like you. You look bad. You look weird. What happened to you? Yani, Hadri could picture anything. He's outright, straightforward. Yeah, he's brutally honest. So he asked me, hey, tell me what happened to your face. I'm telling him, nothing. He's like, no, there's something wrong with your face. Why are you orange? I'm like, no, I had a sunburn. He's like, you look terrible. Have you ever been told you look terrible? That is when you know shit just got real. Yani, I don't even know what to say. So see, he tells me, he's like, Aki, you look terrible. Maybe I'm not even lying to you. What happened? I'm like, he's like, Tama, I'm not dumb. We both know we're not dumb. That is not a sign, but so you tell me the truth. What happened to your face? And he's laughing. So I told him, I had to tell him. So I'm like, yeah, you went to this makeup shop, blah, 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 blah. So he's just laughing at me. He's laughing to the point of being breathless. He's like, wait, so this happened. So he's like, wait. Every time the story again, I tell him again. He laughs. So I go and wipe it off very fast. I'm like so fast. I threw my bag on the couch and I went to wipe it off very fast. So once I wiped it off, my small brother tells me, I'm so sorry, but he's still laughing at me. I'm so sorry. So my mom comes from work. My small brother can't shut his mouth. He tells my mom everything. So my mom pretends like she hasn't been told. So she comes and tells us like, hey, so I had to went to a makeup shop, so I had to tell her the story. She was laughing. Then another time when my mom, my aunt and I had gone somewhere, it's like a spa. It's not a spa, I don't know what to say. So we went there. So my mom's like, Every time I see that story you told us of the makeup, I'm like, okay, mom, so say, you have to tell everyone. Is it really necessary? So I start telling my aunt. She's like, yeah, just tell us. So I start telling my aunt. My aunt was laughing. My aunt had never died like that. She was breathless. She was just laughing at me. So recently, my aunt and my uncle came to our house. So my aunt was like, I will tell your uncle the story. So it now becomes like a whole story for like everyone. And so now, my mom is like, you know, not trying to tell you, these makeup things are not good for girls like you. I'm like, excuse me. At least I learned, so like next time I don't do that to myself. You know, at least I learned. At least, you know, imagine if I would have gone without being tested, and then just tell me this is what you need, and then now I start using that makeup, and then now that's money I've wasted, and then I look orange every time that I'm walking. No, I wasn't training for that. Nope. So I never went to that shop, I never went to paper again. Even like when I walked down that street, I assume I have to cross the road so that they don't see me again. I'm like, no, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I just cannot. I cannot. So, yeah. So, now, that is what happened. And that is my story of my makeup experience. That was, like, 2 months ago. So, yeah. It was really bad. But at least I got to learn from, like, experience. When people say I had a bad makeup day. Mine was a terrible makeup day. But it's fine. It's fine. It's all good. It's all fine. So, yeah. I want to tell girls, get the right stuff for you. Get the things that work for you. Get the right foundation. Get the right concealer. Get the right everything. And, you know, the funny thing is that I'm one of those people who, when I walk in town and I see some chick's eyebrows are, like, from the earth to Saturn, I'm like, I start laughing. I'm not even going to lie. I start laughing so hard. So I'm like, karma. You people know karma. Karma. So, yeah. And then now, so that's what happened to me. So, yeah, I was really embarrassed. I got really embarrassed. I said, never again. I'm not going to do makeup again. And since now, I started watching tutorials. But I eventually got my foundation color and my foundation and everything. So I got everything sorted out. So now I'm perfectly fine. I use the right foundation. I use the right concealer, everything, the right tones. And, yeah, so now I'm fine. And so yeah, I'm very grateful that I got to learn from that experience. As I usually say, take the positive from the negative, that is what I did. So that is what I did. I took the positive. I said, never again am I going to buy PayPal's products. I can't buy them at all. I can't. No. So I take a look like a shimmering yellow ball or purple ball. No, I'm good. I'm fine. I'ma stay with my low key things, you know. I'ma do me. I'm not gonna go for expensive brands again until, you know, I get the exact perfect one. So yeah. So that's really nice. So I also want to tell you guys, like, if you want to know, like, your color, especially just go for testing first before you buy or before you conclude that this is your color. And I prefer, like, you go to professional places. And when you go to professional places, look for professional people, yani, someone who looks professional. That was the damn thing about me. And that girl, and you know, when she was doing her makeup, I also looked at her makeup. She looked like a shimmering pink ball. Yani, I don't know what paper has to do with shimmering and colors. They just, yani, her cheekbone was like very pink and very shimmering. Yani, her highlights was excess. She was light, but her makeup was woof. Yani, she was light, but her makeup was like the white type of makeup, you know. I'm not judging, but, you know, please, just don't make the same mistake that I did and look like a ghost and scare people away. Oh yeah, because the following day, eventually, I met the same conductor, and he was just laughing at me. He's like, hey, okay, what's happened, Jana? And like, Mona, he's like, hey, uniko naka siji orange, siji ghost, dani ye likupa kutoka siji wapi. So I it just became now a laughing thing. So yeah, next time, I learned my lesson, so now I use the correct everything, the right things to use. So yeah, that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for enjoying. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I just wanted to try something different. Yeah. So, thank you so much. Like, share, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a family. And so that we can grow and become even bigger and influence more people to try out and stand for what they believe in. And to try out and do something like they thought they never would do. As I say at the end of every podcast, stay healthy, stay positive, listen to positive music, drink water, drink like a lot of water, stay beautiful, and be blessed. Mwah! I love you all so much, and have a lovely day, night, evening, afternoon, week, and so forth and so on. I just changed, and I'm never on a wasting party.